story, conceptual or something. So I'm looking at Fair Lady, my Fair Lady, because we got a Fair Lady here. And it's interesting to see sometimes this old, it's a musical. But here we have a man who is a bachelor, whatever you call it. And he has this kind of philosophy that why aren't women like men? I mean, we are rational, we are this, we are that. And they are emotional, they are this, they are that. And so he picks up this simple flower girl who happens to cross his path, so to speak, and make some kind of commitment and try to make her speak properly. And he behaves arrogantly towards her, but then praises himself for the success to make her speak well, not praising her for learning how to speak so well, that kind of thing. And then he learns the hard way because he gets attached to her and walks around gray day accustomed to her face, as he says here, this end of the movie. Can't stop thinking about her. And, well, most men know that suffering and wonder, why am I in this now? Now, a parallel is, or appeal, how for every attempt at romance, you know, every girl, woman that steps into his way, he learns something. Yes, he wants to find his real better half, his real girl, his real beloved one. So yeah, he looks for real love. And when he listens to the Beatles, say, all you need is love, and he thinks he knows now how to do it, and then that beach drama there when he's 12, 13, just feel 13 maybe, and it goes on from there. So he learns, it's a little bit similar, a typical male-ish person who just can't understand the ladies and trying and then he gives up and he becomes a monk. But then again he is kind of, you can't avoid it, the attraction is there. Where is she? Where is she? Although it's now a little bit remote, it's more like, I need a woman somewhere, you know, in my life. And just take someone that doesn't attract me too much, so I fall down and to illicit sex or something, even, you know, the worst thing you can do. But then just as this man learns, he comes to the point where he wants actually a woman, a relationship to a woman, and to be, you know, he wakes up, the man there, rather than just some linguist. And that's kind of the message of that film, and we can have it here also clear. I'm just saying this to make sure it's kind of clearly woven into this story about Pio. How it will end, we don't know yet. Will it ever end? No, we are eternal. There's something bigger to this. And yeah, when he becomes a monk, then he starts to learn about God, Goddess and God, Radha and Krishna, they are a loving couple. God is not an old man sitting on a throne. It's a love play. And then after year, he starts to realize that we are also part of that love play. And it's not forbidden, but it should be unselfish. Real love means that. Not I want love, but I love. I want to give love. Yeah.